Greetings, friends. It is I, D. Trussell, and you are listening to the Duckett Trussell Family Hour podcast. And today we are going to be talking about something that I know so many of you are deeply interested in. How does agriculture, NFTs, cryptocurrency, the vegan lifestyle, tie-dyeing, wearing sandals, wearing Viking hats, anointing yourself with sacred oils, going to the pyramids, exploding into a thousand stars, beach vacations, and vaccines connect to the happenings that are going on right now at the Wisconsin Orgy House? You're going to find out today on this episode of the DTF.
And now the Leather Rose with Johnny Pemberton and Duncan Trussell.
Thanks so much, Casey. Sorry, you guys. I had a dimensional hiccup. I'm really excited to introduce you to The Leather Rose. This is a brand new podcast series that I've been working on with Johnny for a while now, and I hope that you will subscribe to The Leather Rose, which is available on all streaming services. We're going to be releasing one episode per week. It's riveting, it's powerful, and it's real. It's The Leather Rose. All the links you need to subscribe to The Leather Rose are going to be at DuckettTrussell.com, or check my Twitter or Johnny's Twitter or my Instagram or our TikTok. Head over there and you'll get a commercial-free episode of The Leather Rose, along with weekly new episodes of this powerful, riveting, and mind-bending exploration of truth. And now, The Leather Rose.
You are listening to The Leather Rose, an exploration of the mysteries of the universe. Join us now as we unravel the secrets of time.
How do you like that? That was a listener sent in recording. That was recorded, let me see here. That was recorded by Jeff Gelding in the Santa Monica State Mountains. That was.
Can I give you a little advice, Jeff Gelding, if you happen to be listening to this? When I got into the game, I was smart enough to know not to send a bag of dog shit to the veterinarian and expect to get back roses, okay? That was shit.
Honestly, we don't know what that recording could have been, anything at all. And thanks for sending it in, Jeff.
It was terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to The Leather Rose right now. My name is Delco Scooch. I'm your guest host today here in The Leather Rose. And we're taking listener submissions all day, so keep them coming in strong and hot, good and fast. Today, my guest host, who's also the guest, but he's also simultaneously a host. You heard him pop up there a minute ago. We didn't think his mic was hot yet, but he did, so... Please welcome Monica Shytower.
Thanks for having me, Dilko. I love the show. It's a real honor to be on.
Now, I just want to say this real quick. Monica can be a man's name.
Yeah, no shit. You don't need to say that.
Okay. I just wanted to just clarify for the listeners. We know
Orange Cube can be a fucking man's name.
It's true. Whatever name you want to be, that's
Son of the
learned.
Morning can be a man's name. Lady of the Lake can be a man's name. You don't need to condescend your listeners.
I don't know if Lady of the Lake could be a man's name.
Sure it can.
It's technically the word lady is in the name.
Well, yeah, but it's not spelled like lady.
Well, I mean like L-E-I-G-H-T-D-Y?
L-A-D-A, yeah, exactly.
L-E-I-G-H-T-D-Y?
Look, I don't want to get into some semantic argument here, Dilko. It's just essentially... It doesn't matter. You could call yourself fucking Tripod.
Tripod would be actually a pretty good name, because especially if someone had maybe like a very large penis, you'd call him Tripod.
It's a cool name for a man. It's a cool name for a woman. It's a cool name for a fucking squirrel.
Okay, Monica.
Give a fuck what you... Whatever.
Got it. All right, everybody.
Sick of people fucking getting on me about my name. I love my name.
I think it's a great name. I just tell them...
Changed my name to Monica from Daryl.
So you changed it from Daryl to Monica.
Yeah.
You did, how come? What was wrong with Daryl?
Spirit of the Force told me my name was Monica.
What was wrong with Daryl?
I don't know. I didn't even ask. It was the Spirit of the Force. What are you going to do? Interrogate the source of life on Earth? said my name's Monica. I went home, came to the DMV, changed my fucking name to Monica.
Okay, Monica, you're on the Leather Rose, and we have Monica here. We're talking about audible sounds that have been recorded in state forests across the world. Not state forests, but forests everywhere. We started off that listener submission. We're talking about sounds.
Terrible.
And now you have an idea where these sounds are coming from. You're saying that these are crevices in the ground that are opening up.
That's
and
right.
You say this is a giant mouth of the planet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you read my book, Mouth of the Planet, this will all be completely clear as a bell.
Mm-hmm.
These cracks have been opening up, crevices have been opening up, national force and non-international force. Non-national force is really just a goddamn force, you know.
Right.
No need to call it national. It's laying claim to a thing that was there long before your monkey ass came stumbling into the wherever and said that's a national force. That's just a force. No more national force, and you're a national piece of shit for claiming something that belongs to the totality of all things. I don't want to get into semantics. Hate semantics. But
I mean, I think you just did get into semantics. Let's get into semantics.
The cracks are opening up. As prophesied by the seven prophets of Jezza, these cracks are opening up, and they're opening up in forests all over the planet. And to call them national forests or whatever doesn't make a difference. You're out there at night, and I do not nude not climbing in the forest. Find a nice rock face, and then do nude free climbing under the full moon. It's my favorite thing to feel, the dissipated heat of a stone.
So you're talking about
against my body like a lizard. I absorb that last daylight heat and I just hang there with a full moon at my back, and that's when the cracks will generally open up for me, and that's when the sounds will come out. Your first listener, whatever that thing he played, was clearly not coming from one of these night cracks or crevices.
So let me just slow it down here a bit. We just downloaded a lot of information out there. So we're talking about the seven prophets of Jezza.
Right.
That's J-E. That's triple Z.
Yep, triple Z.
Okay, Jezza. The seven prophets of Jezza. Now, many people have claimed that you have claimed to be the eighth prophet of Jezza.
No, I did not claim to be the eighth prophet of
Jezza.
These
people are claiming that you claimed.
I went to an ayahuasca ceremony at the Gary Ladin Ayahuasca Ceremonial Center in Detroit.
Okay, is that the same as the Gary Sinise Foundation, or is that different?
No, very different. Though okay. I do respect that foundation. I have donated quite a bit of money to that foundation and done a lot of volunteer work for Mr.
Me
Sinise.
Too.
Very different, though. Gary Ladin is a wonderful, safe zone to take ayahuasca in Detroit. It's underneath the roller skating rink, repurposed for spiritual ceremonies.
That sounds wonderful.
Regardless, I went there. That's when I was given the name Monica by the spirit of the forest, and it was insinuated that I was the eighth prophet, because each of these prophets' names have Annika in them. So there was Sonica, Donica, Lonica,
Tronica,
Tronica,
Spamonica. I've seen Spamonica all over the place.
It was Har.
Harmonica. Oh, that's right. What the... See, this is all kind of tying together a thread that we've had loose dangling around here for quite some time. The idea that the name harmonica is an ancient name,
and it
comes from the fissures of the mouths of the world agape and screaming in harmony.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, well, you know, if you break it down in the language of Jezza, har, it means sound of God.
Okay.
And Monica means from the crack.
Now, a lot of people have said that this is what the shape of a taco is based on, actually.
Absolutely.
And that's why people like tacos so much, is they're technically involving themselves in an ancient ritual of communicating. Harmonica and a taco are not that different when it comes down to it.
That's correct. I mean, you trace the history of the taco, you follow it down, you follow it down through North America and down into South America and then the lower Brazilian peninsula into the lower regions down the swamplands down there is where a lot of these fool anthropologists are getting their funding from big tech, which they're then using to manipulate the masses into believing that foods come from places they just don't come from. We're talking recipes written in the stars, not coming from the earth here. You think a taco came from the mind of humans, but that's just what these transhumanists want us to believe. It's bottom line, basic deep dish programming. You think these things come from a mouse. You think somebody just thought up a taco? A human being? No, those are written in the stars. And those came from the people of Jezza, which are not terrestrial-bound beings. And that's number one. Came from the crack. And that is what Monica means, from the crack. And
Monica.
So when I was given that name, Monica, it was not just that I was the eighth prophet of Jezza, as it was insinuated, it was I was the final prophet, because there was nothing preceding the name. There was no Gil Monica, Tack Monica. It was just Monica.
Toll Monica, Bill Monica, Brad Monica.
I'm from the crack. That would be the translation of my name, from
the
crack.
So people who are claiming that you claim to be the eighth prophet of Jezza are actually saying they're getting it wrong. What you are the seventh prophet of Jezza, and you have claimed that, and you just diddly did claim that right now.
I diddly claimed it. I'm just diddly going to be it, and I'm going to diddly be proud of it, and I carry the burden of it, because there are no more people of Jezza. We're talking about one of the most prolific, powerful, scattered subspecies of humanity, scattered throughout the entire planet, gone in a day, writings eliminated. They used to have, you couldn't go anywhere without seeing one of the Jezza scriptures etched on a post or a tree. Gone in a day. You don't remember when you were, I don't know how old you are, you look young as hell, but for me, when I was a kid, it was just, you couldn't look at a jaybird's ass without seeing some message from the people of Jezza, and then in a day, they're gone.
We'd be digging in ant mounds with my friend Billy. We had a special stick we'd use. It's called our ant digging stick, and it had a real curved tip, a long curved tip, almost like a hockey stick that had been bent by moonlight. And we call it our ant digging stick. And we just go around, find the biggest mound, and swish it around in there.
Fun.
And we'd see ants. And we put our ear to the ground, and the ants, they wouldn't attack us or nothing. They would just start screaming about Jezza, 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 Jezza.
That was when the ants talked.
I want to thank Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of the DTFH. I love Squarespace, not just because they support my podcast and thus bring food into the lips of my perfect children and my wife, but also because I use them for the DTFH website, which you can see over at DuncanTrussell.com. If you need to make a website, go no further than Squarespace. It's easy to create a website with their incredible design technology. It's an all-in-one platform. They got everything you need, from e-commerce to domains to marketing tools. And even better, if you want to send out really beautiful emails to your clients, you can use Squarespace's technology to do that. And they've got SEO tools, social media integration, banners and promotions, just anything that you need to create a website. You can go as deep as you need to go. Check out the beautiful DuncanTrussell.com, and you will see a thing of such complex sophistication and subtle glory that it might make you start weeping. I get emails like that all the time. People weep with joy when they see my website. You could have it too, just by going to Squarespace. All you got to do is head over to squarespace.com/Duncan for a free trial. Give them a shot. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code Duncan to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Again, go to squarespace.com/Duncan for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code Duncan to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Now back to the Leather Rose, aka the DTFH.
That was when the ants talked. Uh-huh. Now, again, we go back, you know, and when the day came, as it was predicted that it would happen, the vanishing day, before that, you got talking ants. You're a kid. We didn't have this thing. You know, my cousin had a beautiful child, wonderful kid, Orny. Now, they decided to have another because they were worried Orny was going to need company.
Wait, is it Orny or Horny?
Ornan, come on.
I don't know.
What are you, some Hollywood elite?
I've got to ask.
What are you? What are you doing over here?
I'm in St. Louis right now.
I don't even like that kind of humor. You're not going to name a child horny. You're not going to do that.
It's a question. It's a question.
I know, but I know what you're doing. Don't do that.
You know how some
words have been sucked up into the pockets of the liberal elite. I'm not.
Some words have a silent H.
Let's just not do that kind of humor. I love your show. I love it a lot, and I listen to it because the family is family friendly. Okay,
Orny.
Now, my cousin, beautiful name. My cousin Orny. It's a wonderful name. Beautiful.
Boy
name.
Or girl? Boy or girl?
What difference does it make?
Well, yeah, so what are you? Listeners
are
going to ask.
Working with the Census Department over
here. I'm going to get roasted
boy,
here on the.
All right, now Orny. Now they say he calls me up. He says we're going to try for another. Because we want Orny to have company. And I said to him, well, that's a new thing. Because when I was a kid, you didn't need company. Just go down to your nearest ant mound and you could have a conversation with a whole bunch of ants about anything you wanted to talk about. But then the vanishing came. The ants stopped talking. That's when the birds started flying. They're all ground-based. Used to, if you wanted a bird, you could just snatch one up.
People don't remember
now
that.
Now they've all went up in the air. Day of vanishing.
People don't remember that. The birds used to be a terrestrial creature for as long as I can remember. When I was coming
up,
we'd say, stay low like a bird and you'll find what you need.
Stay low like a bird. Low like a bird. If you're hungry, you could just reach down. It was ground popcorn, what we used to call it.
Yeah,
you didn't
ground
even have to
popcorn.
Go to the grocery store, this thing, go to the grocery store to get bird meat. You just reach down and pluck up a bird. They're all over your feet. Throw it on the grill right there. Feathers would fall right off. Those were the good old days. When they say good old days, that's what they mean.
And if a wind was blowing, my mama would say, just get lower than a bird turd. And we would duck down and hunker because that's the Great Division is when birds and turtles started to be separate things.
Yep.
They used
that's
to be the
right.
same damn thing.
You get that was again, I mean, they based the Dark Crystal off this, but not spoiler alert. I mean, I guess it's the Dark Crystal in reverse because the Dark Crystal, they kind of join up at the end and they're split in the beginning. And this, they were joined together. You get these terrestrial, you know, tortoise-like land birds. And then this split happens. Now you got snapping turtles in the lakes. You can't go for a, you can't swim 6 feet without getting a snapping turtle on your ass. Just snap down.
Watcha.
So we get the splitting. You get the splitting. You got the bird split from the tortoise. You know, in those days, that's when you get the dolphin breaks into, this new thing we call a dolphin. That's not a dolphin. They used to be combined with the shark and the seal. And they were brilliant, funny creatures. Funny creatures.
I would spend days at the beach with my mama. We were just laughing and laughing and laughing at the jokes that they would tell.
Funny.
They would do these special fart jokes where they'd make a cloud that was wrapped in a sinuous material. And they would shoot it like a beach ball, like a fart that's like a beach ball. Just poof.
Now you got these comedians, you know, they're trying to do the thing that used to just be a natural thing from the sea. That's why you went to the beach, by the way. Back then, you didn't go to the beach because you wanted this thing where people were going out in filthy water and swimming.
No.
You went to the beach for a show, and they would just come out and they'd do their fart jokes. It was family-friendly fun. Now you're lucky if you laugh once when you go to the beach. More likely, you're going to see somebody ripped apart by one of those sharks. They're pissed off. It got split off from its mother species.
It's become a serious place.
It used to be funny. Now it's some angry mouse under there just biting anything it can.
This episode of the DTFH was brought to you by the Wizards of Boners over at Blue Chew. Blue Chew, it's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. I'm 47. I've got one ball. There's a pandemic. I'm rattled, friends, which is why whenever I go on a trip, I'm going to Vegas this weekend. You know what I'm bringing with me? Blue Chew. I need it. Not ashamed of that fact. I love it. It's like a safety parachute that I can pull any time I want to hump. The process is simple. You sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Again, I would not sell you some kind of snake oil, friends. I use Blue Chew. I have a Blue Chew prescription. I eat Blue Chew tablets regularly. I love them. It works. It's great. In the old days, you know, you would have to go to like your friend's house and then steal their pills. Now you can just have it sent right to your house. It's powerful. It's liberating. And I hope you will try Blue Chew. We've got a special deal for you. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code Duncan at checkout. You just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Duncan to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the Leather Rose, a.k.a. the DTFH.
Let's talk about The Vanishing.
Oh, I'd love to.
Now, you said that The Vanishing was predicted.
The Vanishing has been predicted. I mean, this thing is written all over the... I mean, this is like... Not only is it written about in the Bible, the suppressed Bible, by the way. You're not going to see a real Bible. Whatever they're calling the Bible now, this is a... You might as well read the shit stains of the Pope smeared out on mummy wrappings, because that's what you got there. I'm talking about the real Bible. There was a before The Vanishing, when you open up a Bible, your eyes would turn blue, vivid, beautiful sky blue, from the potency, pranic energy is what we call it. And then The Vanishing happens, and then you get this thing like, oh, I don't even know what it is.
Cerulean?
Gideon Bible they put in the hotel rooms.
Oh, the Gideons. That's
yeah, that's a cum wiping thing there. I just use that to wipe your cum after you beat off to that erotica they show for adult entertainment at the hotels. That's all it's good
This for is now. A family show. Let's just keep it.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah. Got a little off track. That's a little blue.
Yeah, you're working blue. That's why they call it blue still to this day, because it's a reference to the ocean.
Yeah, that's right. The original source of comedy on the planet.
Is the ocean creatures.
So funny. The original dolphins. Not just the dolphins. I mean, that's when you have mermaids out there, by the way. Speaking of blue,
you know, I've seen some good breasts in my life, but nothing better than a mermaid's breasts are just so good.
That's why. Yeah. Yep, that's right. I mean, that literally in those days, you'd have to have your kids. You'd have to point and say, look behind you if a mermaid showed up. And they're beautiful, beautiful, velvety tits.
Beautiful. I mean, it came to the point where I just couldn't ignore them. It's one of those things where you have to just look at it like a work of art.
That's right.
Just these beautiful mermaid breasts. They're just so perfect and so velvety is a good word to describe it. Velvety, creamy.
Sculpted by Poseidon himself.
It's almost like a wave had stopped mid-motion and formed into a pair of breasts.
Oh. Oh, my God. I can tell you some bachelor stories. Ooh, some bachelor party ocean stories. Let me tell you, I could tell you some stories that would not be good.
Why don't you tell one? Tell one.
Well, all right.
Go ahead and slip into one. Why don't you?
I'm going to tell one in the condition that any children listening, have your parents hold your ears.
Let me just say, let me give a warning out. Hey, children listening right now, how you doing? It's me. It's Delco here, Leather Rose host. If you're listening right now, we didn't get that mamma, that papa, that grandma, that mimi, that dodo that you got laying around. Maybe even find the dog's big floppy ears. You got a big floppy cocker spaniel ear around there.
Yeah.
Just stuff that fur in your ear now, sweetheart, baby.
Cover your ear.
Doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl. Doesn't matter if you're a girl with a boy's name or vice versa.
Well, isn't such a thing as
that. Let me finish. Doesn't matter if you got a name that's almost exclusively used for women, and then you're a boy, it's totally fine. You're still growing up. You can be anything you want to be. Doesn't matter if you're vice versa.
Name's a name.
You can change your name if you want, but you don't have to, because, you know, you don't want to go against with what...
Well, if the spirit of the force instructs you to change your name to Monica, I challenge you to deny the spirit of the force request.
Go ahead and stuff those ears closed good and tight, like a broom in a broom closet, because we're about to... And Dad, if you're here, maybe tell the wife to just go inside the kitchen and see and count the number of eggs you got in there.
Count the carrots.
Count the carrots. Count the hairs on the carrots. Count it twice, because Monica here is about to regale us. Monica Shytower is about to tell us a little bit of what we call a bachelor tale. Let's just say turn the radio down low and get close up to it. Cause, let her rip. Why don't you let her rip?
So now this is one of my dearest friends. God rest his soul. He is gone now. One of the many who were vanished in the vanishing. Yeah. But he was a wonderful friend of mine. Blitz Transley. Now this man was a top weightlifter, just so you know, at our college. And his body was unlike anything I've seen. Now, these days, you've got everybody all goosed up on funny pills, and greasing themselves down with steroid testosterone creams that they're, God knows where they're even coming from. From what I hear, they're extracted from elephant balls in Indonesia, and elephant balls drip a natural mucus. Then they put that in capsules, send that to the United States, and these wannabe weightlifters, they just slurp them down like they're eating Tic Tacs.
It's not safe. It's just not safe.
Don't eat them. It's not good for you. God only knows what it's going to do to you. I already know it's shrinking your brain down to the size of a walnut. Most of these weightlifters, when they go in for their autopsies after they die, their brains have been shriveled up. Now, I'm not going to get off track here. But let me tell you something. Blitz was beautiful. He was like a walking sculpted mountain. He was powerful and strong, and his voice was deep and resonant like the bellowing horn blown by some Nordic shepherd in times long gone. And when he...
How wide was he?
Oh, God, he must have been 7 feet wide. I'm not... 7 or 8 feet wide. His body, you looked at that body, it was like a walking, rippling abdominal wall in some paradise garden that Samuel Taylor Coleridge might have written about in one of his epic poems.
I bet you could shoot him with an arrow and it wouldn't go all the way in.
I'll tell you, it'd be a lucky arrow and anything wanted to get close to Blitz's heart. And that was the problem, because there's only one heart in that man, and that man had a deep and abiding love for Susan Sancy. Now, she was a biology student, and her ass was rock hard. You could cut a diamond with that ass, and I would have cut my feet off just to get one taste of insider crack. But
Blitz,
he was
spot.
Monogamous and everything, so I stayed away. Though I was would have loved to just lay underneath him, and just while he was hammering her, and just lap against his cock and her tank.
Okay,
now so we ended up He did the thing. He asked her to marry him, and I gotta tell you, he offered her a diamond ring that was is like looking at something somebody must have harvested off of a magical moonbeam. It was the stars were dancing in that thing. His love was in there, and he offered it to her not just on one hot air balloon, 3 hot air balloons tied together and connected by planks, and he walked her from one to the next because he had the grace of a circus acrobat, and he had a love of the sky.
So wide, now, but so graceful. That's such a rare combination, to be so wide, to be so strong, but also to be graceful like a little ballerina, almost like a... I can just envision it now. It's like watching one of those tiny, tiny deer prance around with the hooves that are the size of a pinpoint that prances up a mountain.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful description of him. And on that day that he asked her to marry him, he was wearing tap shoes.
Tap shoes, wow.
And the way he asked her to marry him was he got on one of those, a 2x4 connected to 2 hot air balloons. And he tap danced. Tap danced there, and he reached down, and underneath one of his pectoral muscles, he had pushed that ring, and he pulled it out, and he said, "Will you be my wife forever?" And she cried. She cried so much that it rained, and where those hot air balloons were floating over, there had been a drought. And she cried so much it rained on this farmer's field, and that farmer was about to go bankrupt. And as he tells a story, he had actually gone into his barn and put a shotgun barrel into his open mouth and was about to squeeze the trigger and blow his brains out because he's going to lose his farm. And it starts raining. It starts raining, wow. I guess, because these were human tears coming from love. They caused his crops to grow 10 times as fast and 10 times more. And so he suddenly had a flourishing corn crop. And he made enough money to pay back the bankers. God save them. And he made enough money to get his farm back. Now I'm getting a little bit off track.
I think, yeah. Well, we want to talk about the bachelor party and the mermaid
breasts. Invites us to this bachelor party. Now, this was in Santa Barbara.
Oh.
Now, I'd never been to California. In fact, I avoid it at all costs. But if Blitz told you to go somewhere, you would go. You would not say no to Blitz any more than you would say no to the resounding sound of an angel calling you from the clouds. If an angel tells you to jump, you jump. If an angel tells you to do push-ups, you do push-ups. And if Blitz tells you come to Santa Barbara for my bachelor party, we're going to the beach. You know what he means. You know what he means.
I think I know what he means. He means color me a whistle and I'm ready to run.
Color me a whistle. And I'm ready to run. And that's what we did. We went on the beach and it was the best bachelor party I've ever been to. It started off with just beach exercises. One of the great things that Blitz would do is he'd lead exercises and he had us doing these wonderful calf exercises. Ooh. That when the burn was so intense, it was a lower body workout. And it was, we were crying as we worked our glutes out because we knew this is going to be the last, well, probably one of the last times that Blitz led one of these incredible.
It's okay now.
He was just such a friend.
Monica.
He was so beautiful.
We don't have.
It was so beautiful watching him. Oh my God. Just this wall of love. So he leads exercise. And then. He claps his hands, and he had French mimes.
Ooh.
Had been hidden under the sand. They come up out of the sand, and they're all holding champagne bottles and with crystal glasses. And they pour us all champagne, and we're drinking champagne. And you know what's next, because the smell of champagne calls the mermaids.
Oh, it does. It does.
And it's not just the smell of champagne. Let's face it, it's Blitz. And those mermaids have been under there watching him lead this exercise routine. And they're just ready to go.
They're gassed up.
And they're gassed up. And I've never seen that many mermaids in my life. They come, you've got mermaids here, mermaids there. I guess it was, the whole ocean was just filled with these voluptuous mermaids. Mm. They come up out of the sea, pulling themselves, flopping those beautiful tails, pulling themselves in the sand. They're beautiful, voluptuous breasts covered in sand like a dusted cookie at a
Ooh.
Picnic in heaven. And we clean their breasts off because they didn't want their nipples to get irritated. And we spent the next 3 hours at the breast of these mermaids drinking the nectar of the sea. And it was the most delightful. I'll never see him again. We lost so much in the vanishing.
I've heard. It's
can we take a break?
We can take a break. We're talking with Monica Shottower, and we're talking about smoking from Poseidon's pipe here. When you do stuff, sometimes there's a problem. And we've all experienced a different line of issues that sometimes will be a thing.
Well, that's the story of the bachelor party.
Well, that's really incredible. I can just
envision when you tell your friends you love them.
Tell your friends you love them and make sure that you insulate yourself against magic that you don't understand. Because sometimes, you know.
That's right.
You get that boomerang, it just whips around. People are out there are throwing boomerangs and thinking they're not going to come back.
That's right.
But they're going to come back. That's the
it's
the nature of the boomerang to come back.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? Like, I don't know, maybe you're starting to realize that you don't seem to have any time to actually hang out with your family. And anytime you end up taking a break, you can't rest because you feel like you need to be working. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas, and the service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. They've got a lot of them. And then you can go to betterhelp.com/Duncan. That's better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Right now, my listeners will get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/Duncan. Again, it's betterhelp.com/Duncan. Thank you, BetterHelp.
And now, can you just, before we close out here, could you talk just a little bit more about these fissures? And
absolutely,
just a bit, because we started here talking off about these sounds that are coming out of the ground,
right? Now I'm afraid I got in the way. I know a lot of your listeners are probably excited to hear you play some of their sounds. They're recorded out here in the forest. Now the phenomena, I was the first one to authentically document it. Now that's because I had made my way into the Bohemian Grove. Now, the Bohemian Grove is known for many things, the owl rituals and all that. That's not really what's going on there. That's just party tricks by a silly clown. The hidden secret of the Bohemian Grove is they have a wonderful, massive slate stone rock that rises up from the forest. And this thing absorbs heat so much that a very rare lizard can be found there. They just cling to these rocks and absorb this heat. And that lizard, if you're I used to be a long-term vaping addict, and these things, one lick of one of these lizards and your addictive problems are gone. You're an alcoholic, go to the Bohemian Grove, go to that slate rock and take a lick on those lizards. This is why all of the world leaders go there. It's not because they're planning something or they're up to no good. It's because they're all addicted. All the world leaders are deeply and horribly addicted to a variety of substances. Mainly, believe it or not, NutraSweet. They just love it. Like, that's a very
I've heard
bad
about
for you.
That. I've heard about
it. It messes with your hormones, man. But NutraSweet is delicious. I'm not going to deny it. Everyone knows that. I love it. I used to pour the shit on my tongue. You can't resist. Wake up in the morning, just have your NutraSweet stone or your bowl of NutraSweet. Stick your tongue down there. Anyway, you go to this slate stone, and you take your clothes off in front of it, and you just climb up this thing, and it's one of the most transcendent experiences. This will work with any rock in a national forest. It's called nude nighttime free climbing on post-summer stones.
Post-summer.
Look that up.
Post-summer
stones, post-summer day stones, or post-summer stones, or just PSS.
PSS, now, post-summer stones.
Yeah, the stones have been heated in the summer day. They've been cooled down under the light of a full moon. You get your body against that, absorb that last bit of heat from the stone. You got to get the last bit so that when you're done, that stone's cold. You can't leave any of it. You want the last bit of that summer heat. You bring that into your body. You will hit a mesmer resonance, as it's called, a mesmer resonance field, the exact same resonant tone you get when you measure volcanoes. Let's say Vesuvius was resonating at this tone right before it blasted those Italians straight to hell. You get this resonance going there, and your body is resonating from that summer heat. And that's when the crevices, the cracks will open up, and that's when the earth will sing to you, and you will hear the mysteries that are sung by the spirit of the earth, the one that gave me the name, Monica.
That's a beautiful tale, Monica. Could you leave us with possibly just a taste of what that Vesuvius vibration sound? So people, because obviously when the crack opens up, And you hear that sound, that's unmistakable. But I think a lot of people might not know if they're doing it right because they don't know what that sound sounds like.
Right. Are you asking me to imitate?
I'm asking you just to imitate.
I don't imitate. I emanate. Now, there's a lot of people out there who will imitate, but I emanate.
Could you emanate that sound that we would hear?
You're not going to hear me imitate. You want to hear somebody
I
imitate.
I
want
to hear you emanate.
You go down to your local rodeo and find some brain-addled rodeo clown who's been tap-danced on by one too many a steer. And that you'll get an imitation of something. You'll get an imitation of the sound of old waffles flopping out of a pan against those.
Oh, that sounds terrible. I don't want to. Nobody terrible, wants an old waffle.
I'm okay.
Go ahead and emanate for us.
Now, I'm going to give you a warning out there. If you don't want your life to change, if you're not interested in upticking or upshifting, if you want to stay down in your little cauldron of despair, if you want to keep your boat safely docked in the harbor of sorrows while you find yourself eating a never-ending shit bowl of mediocrity, then if you're interested in keeping yourself in the lower levels of hell as a hungry ghost with a long pencil neck and an infinite appetite, I would recommend that you don't listen to this because he's going to blast you right back into heaven.
Kids, take the Cocker Spaniels out of your ears now and get a listen to this because you want to grow up fast. This is how you do it.
You won't grow. This is gonna grow you up. You better get your pencil out and get ready to head over to the sizing wall because you're gonna notice a shift today. And parents, if you don't want to go out and have to buy your kids new clothes, then I would recommend turning this off because you're gonna go up a few sizes.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna go up a few sizes. If you're interested in playing basketball, turn it up loud because you're gonna be slam dunking.
Okay.
If you're interested in being able to safely jump on your trampoline, if you're up at that edge where you might be a little heavier and you're afraid you're going to go through, don't listen because this might be the thing that pushes you.
If you're interested in being able to dig just a significant hole really quickly, then I would listen. If you want to, have the strength to just dig a hole quickly, to quickly dig a large hole, maybe for a job or maybe just for fun. Either way,
fun.
If you wanted to be able to do that, I would say listen up good. If you wanted to be able to,
if you're having problems with like shelving issues and you can't get up there to like the higher shelves, maybe somebody's hiding your cookies up there. You can't reach. You don't have a step stool. Listen, they're gonna have to find a new place to hide those cookies, and they better not be digging them in the ground because you're gonna be able to dig down there too.
If you bought some shoes, they're just slightly too big, but they're just too nice to return, and you don't know somebody with that size. Listen, good. Because you're going to fill up those shoes just perfect, right? Your toes are just going to come within a half an inch, like quarter inch to the eighth inch to the tip. It's going to feel really good. I'd say listen up if that's on your list of solutions to problemize.
If you got like short sausage flap arms and you can't reach back when you get a scratch on your back, you should listen because you're going to be able to. Those arms are gonna you're gonna move on out and stretch on down, and your fingers will extend too. That's good news and bad news. Again, if you're like someone who's got a glove collection, for example, I mean, I'll tell you, this is something that actually did happen. It was really quite sad. Somebody came and we gave them this warning. They didn't believe us, I guess, or whatever, you know, hubris. But they came to one of my Monica from the Crack retreats that happen every 3 months in Hawaii. And
beautiful
I said
place.
This, I said the whole thing here. Now, as it turns out, they had one of the most highly rated glove collections in North America.
Wow.
And all them size to their hand. After this, they couldn't put on a single
one. Oh,
no. A single one. Not a single one. That collection was more than just something to look out for them. They like to wake up, as many of us do, and put on their morning gloves and have their coffee. Nope. Couldn't do it anymore.
Well, I mean, that's what they say. You fill out a glove, you open a door. So.
You know what? I'm wearing gloves right now. mare skin.
Mare. Oh, that's a horse skin. Yeah, I've heard about, you know, this is all just great stuff. I've heard of situations where people were unable to use the stairs, and the next thing you know, they're going 30 miles an hour up the stairs. I've heard of dogs that, if funny enough, it'll slow down a dog. If you got a dog that's moving too fast to pet, if you got a dog that's just like, you can't seem to get a handle on it, it's got that soft fur, but it's just moving too fast.
Yeah.
You have a dog listen to this, and it's going to slow it down so you can pet that dog. Yeah. So I would...
Oh, this will, yeah, this is like when if you've got, and I'll tell you, man, this is a thing that it makes, you know, this is one of the most, to me, one of the, it tells us of the times. One of the most sad things right now is you got all these kids, their parents, they gave them puppies, companions. They gave them these fast dogs. And all they want to do is pet that dog, and all that dog wants is to feel the soft hand of that toddler rubbing against their fur. But the dog's excitable, and the toddler, compared to the speed of that dog, is slow, and it's just it's like a Greek tragedy. William Shakespeare himself couldn't come up with something more sad. Than a fast dog and a slow child. And to watch those two things interact, it's watching matter and antimatter engage in the infinite dance of sorrow that makes up our universe.
Never the twain shall meet.
Never the twain shall meet. This will slow down your dog.
Monica.
Now, if your dog's already slow, have him leave the room. You don't want, you know.
Oh, it'll slow it down to a statue.
That will happen. I've crystallized many a dog from this ceremony. Now, I'm going to begin.
All right. Was beautiful. My goodness gosh. Outstanding. What a beautiful sound. I hope all the listeners got everything they needed and wanted out of that, and there's no negative effects. Beautiful, Monica.
Well, I just want to thank you, Delco, for having me on. It has been an honor and a pleasure. I think I was a little salty in the beginning. I want to apologize to y'all.
It's okay.
You know, woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Takes everybody a little bit to get lubricated. That's just how life is.
That's how it is.
Thank you.
That was The Leather Rose, everybody. Won't you subscribe to The Leather Rose? All the links are going to be at DougAtrussell.com. Much thanks to our wonderful sponsors and, of course, to my co-host, Johnny Pemberton. I'm excited for you to hear this brand new podcast. I love you guys. I'll see you next week. Until then, Hare Krishna.